Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth lives in Croton-on-Hudson in New York and is retired from active ministry. Her reflection today is entitled, Where Are Our Hearts?
This is Beth McCormick calling from Croton-on-Hudson, New York. A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your belongings and give alms. Provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out, an inexhaustible treasure in heaven that no thief can reach nor moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's readings make today a Sunday of faith. The reading from Hebrews, which was second reading, quite explicitly enumerates the many facets of faith shown by our ancestors, particularly Abraham and Sarah. We marvel at their extraordinary belief and trust, obeying the God who asked, for example, that Abraham go out not knowing where he was to go, and actually believing the promise that he who was so old, as Hebrews says, he was as good as dead, with his barren wife Sarah, who laughed at the very prospect, they believed the promise that they would bear a son and produce descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky. A plausible explanation for such trust? All because they thought the one who had made the promise was trustworthy. Because their faith was rooted in a person, the person of God. If it is rooted in that relationship, it is rooted in love. There is a bond of fidelity in this relationship between these persons and God. The gospel passage from Luke that we just heard confirms and expands something of the nature of that relationship. In the parable told, if the master returning from the wedding is meant to represent God, and those awaiting the return are stand-ins for us, God both challenges and tenderly comforts us. Those waiting must be vigilant, ever ready to open immediately, open the door of their hearts, their minds, their souls. Having been admonished in the opening verses of the passage to sell everything, get rid of all that might impede their receiving the inexhaustible treasure of the promise, including fear, Jesus assures them of some extraordinary consolation. Found vigilant on the Master's return, he will come to wait on them, gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. It's about love. It's about the heart. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be. Many years ago, I read an article entitled, Where Your Treasure Is, There Will Your Feet Be. The author apologized for taking some liberty with the scripture. But of course, the message of the article was that faith is about movement, about being ready to walk like Abraham and Sarah, wherever God leads, no matter how surprising, or even when human reason dictates against it. This kind of faith seeks the inexhaustible treasure at any cost. Faith asks us, where do we stand? With whom do we stand? And are we open to walk unfamiliar paths for the sake of the treasure? This Sunday of Faith invites us to think about such questions. Basically, to ask ourselves, to me, in my life, how trustworthy is God? Where do I stand on that and thereby on all that life in my world entails? Where is my heart?